In this message, Pastor teaches on the 5 habits of financial success. He teaches from the books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes on what King Solomon, the richest man on earth, spoke about finances. This message explains the principle of tithing and encourages that Jesus, our King, will always provide and protect.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. For the last 7 to 8 weeks, we have been looking at the scriptures based on finances. I hope it is a blessing for many of you. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels or knowledge." A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. Sometimes we think God gives wisdom to the foolish, but God actually gives wisdom to the wise, because they are always willing to learn. So we are looking at financial wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you believe that God wants you to have success and good success in the level, in the area of your finances? Amen. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. God wants you to be fruitful. He wants you to multiply. The very first thing that God did when He placed man on the earth was He said, "Be fruitful and multiply." Amen. So what is financial success? In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, you will find Jesus saying there's a time when it comes where you're going to stand before Him and you're going to hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Well done, good and faithful servant. So financial success is becoming all that God wants you to be and do all that God wants you to do. Where finally you can stand before His presence and hear these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," a steward. "That which I've given you, you have multiplied it. I gave you 5 talents, you've made it 10. I gave you 2 talents, you've made it 4. Well done, good and faithful servant." God is an investor. He gives you something, He expects it to multiply. God gave 5 talents to somebody, He said, "Listen, you go and multiply it, work with it." He made 5 more. Another person who had 2 made 2 more. But the one person who had 1, he buried it. And the Lord was upset and angry. He said, "Listen, even if you had put it into a bank, you would have got the returns out of it. But you have not been a good servant. You have not been a good steward." Money should help us to become what God wants us to be. I want you to say that money should help us to become what God wants us to be. Dave Ramsey, somebody who was, you know, gives fantastic messages on finances. He says more money will make you more of what you really are right now. More money will make you more of what you really are right now. If you're miserable right now, more money will make you more miserable. If you're generous right now, more money will make you more generous. In other words, money is a means to an end and not an end in itself. Money is a means to an end and not an end in itself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You got it so far? Praise the Lord. Did you get that so far? Are you with me still? Praise the Lord. Let me see some happy faces. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a saying, money does not corrupt everybody, but the love of money corrupts anybody. Money does not corrupt everybody, but the love of money can corrupt anybody. It's not money, but the love of money. So, five habits of financial success. Things that I've taught you before, but I'm just using different words and terminologies to get this into your heart. Open your mouth and say, money. I want that picture on money. Where is that? Yeah, money. Where the M means manage, which means to keep a good accounting. Manage. The O means outline your spending. N means nest egg. You know what nest egg is? An artificial or real egg that is kept in the place where the hen is supposed to lay eggs again. An artificial or real egg is kept there, and the egg and the hen will come there and again lay more eggs. That's what nest egg means. In other words, simple to understand, save. E, embrace tithing principles. Y, yield to God before enjoying it. So we're looking at the first one, money. M, manage, to keep good accounts. Proverbs chapter 27, 23 and 24. Proverbs chapter 27, 23, 24. Read it, please. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to the herds. So in other words, know your business interest. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy herds, and look well to thy herds. You remember in the book of Job, you will find, throughout the scriptures, you will find Job had 7,000 cattle, 3,000 oxen. See, the numbers are specified. Whenever David gave to God, he gave so much talents of gold. The numbers are specified. Not just random, I do not know how many sheep, but I just gave to God. It's very clear. What was the amount that was given? What is the number of cattle? What was the number of goats? What was the number of she-goats? Whatever. Gold, silver. What is the exact number? You need to know where your money is going and where it is coming from. That's what accounting is. I want you to say that with me. I need to know where my money is going and where my money is coming from. Amen. Praise the Lord. I need to know where it is coming from, where it is going. Look at Proverbs chapter 23 and 23. Listen, I am teaching you a lot from the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes concerning money. The reason is, Solomon was the richest man on earth. If you take his assets on today's value, somebody said it would be $2 trillion. So somebody who had about $2 trillion, if he's speaking about finances, we better receive it. Amen. He had $2 trillion in today's estimate, and he's teaching on finances. Accounting means get the facts at any price. Proverbs chapter 23 and 23, the Living Bible, please. Proverbs 23:23.
Get the facts at any price.
Yeah, the Living Bible says get the facts at any price. And hold on tightly to all the good sense you can get. That's the Living Bible. Get the facts at any price. What are the facts? The next clipping. What I own, you have that with you? What I own? What I own, what I owe, what I earn, where it all goes. What I own, what I owe, what I earn, where it all goes. That's getting all your facts right. The second point in money is O. Outline your spending. Open your mouth and say, I need to outline my spending. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. And from the Good News Bible, please. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Plan carefully, and you will have plenty. Plan carefully, or budget carefully, and you will have plenty. Budget carefully, and you will have plenty. Plan carefully, and you will have plenty. That's what the Good News Bible says. I like that version. Budget carefully. Look at Proverbs 21, verse 20. Again, Good News Bible. Wise people live in wealth and luxury. Oh, I like that version. Stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. Let me go party right now. I got my salary today. I just sold a piece of land. Let me go party. Foolish people spend the money as fast as they get it. Look at somebody and say, don't be dumb. Get wisdom from God. Amen. Wise people live in wealth and luxury, but stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. Don't spend it all away. Are you with me? Sometimes as a husband and wife, you need to sit together over your finances. Two heads are better than one. What do we have? Where is it going? Look at the third M N-E-S-T-O-N, nest egg. In economic terms, it means a sum of money saved for the future. Nest egg means a sum of money. I want you to say that with me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is this okay? A sum of money saved for the future. I want you to say that with me. A sum of money saved for the future. That is what nest egg is. Proverbs 21 verse 20 in the Living Bible. Wise people live in wealth and luxury. That is the Good News Translation. The wise man saves for the future. The wise man saves for the future. That's what nest egg means, saving. Saving. There is investment saving. Saving for your children. Saving for your children's marriage. Saving for your house. Different kind of savings. Savings for your retired life. What happens among most believers is that they just use this word, I'm living by faith. In other words, they don't apply their hearts to wisdom. You need to live by faith, but you need to follow biblical principles too. Regardless of how much you have, you need to save. Are you with me? Sometimes people say, I don't have much. How can I save? Regardless of how much you have, you need to save. It is spoken about Japanese businessmen. They know how to spend their money. They know how to spend their money. Proverbs 13 verse 11. NCV worship. Money that comes easily disappears quickly. Yes. Yes. Money that is gathered little by little will grow. That is nest egg. Money that is gathered. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much, but money that is gathered little by little will grow. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So young people, start saving. You get your salary, don't think of buying the greatest looking shoes first. You got a job, you're earning some money. Then you want to buy all the fancy clothes and all the fancy items that is in the market, the latest phone. Nothing saved. Because you're trying to impress people who really don't care. You're trying to impress somebody. Who cares? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, give me the wisdom and the grace to save. Amen. E, embrace tithing principle. Most of you do tithe, but I cannot emphasize the power or the blessing that is there in it enough. Malachi chapter 3. I haven't preached that word, Malachi 3, in years. I mean, And I feel guilty before God that I haven't taught the congregation. Because I assume that you are all aware of it. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. We learned on that in the first week of this year, tithes and offerings. You have robbed me in tithes and offerings. It says that you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Can you imagine that? A financial curse comes when you don't tithe. The 10th verse, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that they may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts. The only place where the Lord says, test me in this. Everywhere in scripture the Lord says, do not test the Lord your God. But the only place in scripture where God says, test me in this, is when you tithe. God is saying, test me. Will I not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing? Wow, God's windows are large. God is saying, when you tithe, when you give a tenth, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out on you a blessing. That word bless there actually means to either kneel. In Hebrew, it actually means to kneel or to praise. To kneel or to praise. That's what that word actually means. Bless. There in that scripture. In Hebrew. To kneel. In other words, God pours out such a blessing that you say, wow, thank you, Jesus. I gotta kneel down and worship Him. Wow, thank you, Lord. Wow, come on. Such blessing that God pours out over somebody who tithes, that you actually kneel down and you're saying, thank you, Lord, for this kind of blessing. You remember when Peter caught that fish in the boat? He knelt down and he said, Lord. I mean, he was overwhelmed by the goodness of God. He just knelt down and began to cry and said, Lord, depart from me. The blessing that comes into your boat when you tithe, when He opens the windows and blesses you, is such that will make you to cry and say, thank you, Jesus. I give you glory. It is your work. And He says, test me in this. I've learned one thing. You can never, ever outgive God. You can never, ever outgive God. If I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall be room, not room enough to receive it. You'll have to build bigger houses and rooms. Come on, somebody at least take it prophetically. Hallelujah. In other words, God Himself will be your provider. That's the number one blessing when you tithe. He says, I'll take care of providing for you. In the 11th verse, it says there, God Himself will be our protector, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. When you tithe, the Lord is saying, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your wine cast up fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. I Himself will be your provider. I will make sure the income sources that you have are protected, that you don't lose your job quickly, that your business does not dry up, that your resources does not dry up, that I keep sending in the clients because I've got to protect this business. Wow! I'm going to release such a blessing and protect you. Wow! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The principle of tithing, you have to follow it. The third blessing is you will be a participant with God. Eighth verse. You read that again, but I'm reading it. When you bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse, the tenth verse, you are becoming a participant with God. In other words, you are not a spectator. You will feel as if you are a part of a family, a church. You bring in the tithes and offerings and begin to regularly give unto God. You will feel, hey, this is my house. I'm a participant in all that God is doing. Every soul that is won, every person that is reached with the gospel, everyone who is getting baptized, everyone who is getting healed and delivered and blessed, I'm a participant with God in what God is doing in that house. Otherwise, you come like a spectator and say, okay, God is doing something for Pastor. We are happy for you, Pastor. Look at somebody and say, embrace tithing principles. Embrace tithing principles. Amen. Embrace tithing principles. What are you saying when you tithe? You are saying that everything that you have belongs to God. The principle is everything that you have belongs to God. Open your mouth and say, everything that I have belongs to God. Tithing is reminding you to honor God with your finances. Honor Him. You're honoring God with your finances. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're honoring God. That's what tithing is. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 2.
Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him.
First day of the week, honor the Lord with your giving. It is Sunday. What He's blessed you with, you're saying, I'm honoring God. 10% of that. That's your tithe. Offerings is beyond that. And sad to say, there are many who don't even tithe. And they're expecting to be blessed finances. The moment the topic on money, about giving, is preached, they want to get up and run. It is said that once a few men were standing by the hospital, in a hospital, waiting. Their wives were in the delivery room, in the labor room. So the nurse comes out and says, to one person, listen, you have triplets. And he gets up and he says, I work for a 3D company, so thank God. Triplets. Then the nurse comes out and says to the next person, Mr. John, where are you? He says, yeah, you have quadruplets. He says, I was working for Four Seasons.
hot in, quadruplets. Yeah. And the nurse comes out, and the next guy gets up and runs. And he says, I'm working for 7-Up Company. Oh, gosh. I'm working for 7-Up Company. He gets up and runs. That's what happens to most people. God wants to bring in the blessings into your life, but you want to get up and run. He says, listen, the measure you use will be the measure that will be measured out to you. You give in thousands, you will reap in thousands. You give in lakhs, you will reap in lakhs. You give in crores, you will reap in crores. That's the principle. You can't give in thousands and expect crores. It is foolishness. Are you with me? When you tithe, you are saying, I am honoring God with my finances. That's the principle behind it. What's the principle where God says, thou shalt not commit murder? What's the principle behind it? That you are supposed to value life. The principle behind it, you're supposed to value life. Or do not commit adultery. What's the principle behind that? You are valuing relationships. That's the principle behind it. So when you tithe, the principle behind it is, I am honoring the Lord. I'm giving God my first, and I'm giving God my best. Oh, lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6. Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
A son honors his father.
A son honors his father.
And a servant his master.
And a servant his master.
If then I be a father.
God is saying, I then, if I be a father.
Where is my honor?
Where is my honor?
And if I be a master.
And if I be a master.
Where is my fear?
Where is my fear? Why? Because when you read the next verses, you will find they were bringing, offering blind animals for sacrifice and lame animals for sacrifice. 7 and 8 verse, you can read it later. God is saying, is that how you honor me? Your most dirtiest note, you want to put it in the tithing box or in the offering box? Is that how you honor me? You're giving unto God. And you're giving God your first and your best. You say, Lord, I honor you with my worship. I honor you with my finances. Here I am giving my best to you, Lord. That's a part of your worship. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Look at somebody and say, give God always your best. Look at the 8th verse, and I will read it because I want to read it. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto the governor, will he be pleased with thee or accept thy person? You go to the barber, give him a torn note, will he accept it? You give to the vegetable vendor, will he accept your torn note? But you think nobody sees. Here I put it to the offering box. Anyway, nobody is taking it. You're not honoring God. Are you still with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, the next one. Yield first before enjoying. Proverbs 24:27.
Prepare your work without and make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterwards build your house.
One more time.
Prepare your work without.
Yes.
And make it fit for yourself in
yeah.
the field.
Yeah.
And afterwards build your house.
And afterwards build your house. Well, the first one is not the order. The second one is the order.
The first one is how usually people do it. They earn it and they enjoy it, and they got debts to pay, so they repay it. Then they save some for the future, some of them, and then they give it. Giving is always for eternal. Are you with me? Saving is for your future. Repaying it is for your past. But that is how some people do it. But how God wants it is the second part of it. You earn it, you plan it, you give it, you save it, and you enjoy it. What happens to most people is that they first want to enjoy. You earn it, you plan it, you give it, you save it, and then you enjoy. That's the real deal. That's the way to do it. The reason you should do that is because you should not become a PWD in your financial stewardship. PWD in your financial stewardship. What I mean by that is a pursuer of worldly wealth. Worldly wealth, what I mean is you want to earn, either by cheating or killing or stealing or whatever way you want to earn. Don't be a captive of that. We're speaking about godly wealth. You want to cheat somebody, you want to fool somebody, you want to... Don't do that. Pursuer of worldly wealth is what? Getting things the wrong way. In other words, becoming a workaholic. Where you have no time to rest, no time to celebrate the Lord, no time to pray, no time for your family, no time for your kids. You are PWD. James chapter 5, it speaks about the wealthy and a curse on them because they have labored, made money, but they have not given the wages for their laborers. So they grew in wealth at the expense of others. That's not God's way. Are you with me still tonight? So the Bible says you're cursed. People who work under you, people who work for you, make sure that you pay them. Don't hold that money in and roll it and expect to get blessed from God. In the Christian world, there are three theologies of money, on money. One is what I really do not know what people mean by this, but prosperity gospel. That's one P, prosperity gospel. I believe that God prospers his people. But immature Christians just fall for that trap. And they say, oh, we are supposed to follow after the Lord, and why is this pastor speaking about all this prosperity gospel? We are not for it. Nobody's for it. But I believe in the prosperity of the gospel. I don't understand what you're speaking either. Then there is something called the poverty gospel. That is, sell everything and give to God. Give to the poor. Not to God, but to the poor. And then there is what is most people have no problem accepting in the Christian world is what is called the provision theology. And that is, God will provide for your needs. God will provide for you. So you say you have a need of 100 rupees, God will give you that 100 rupees. I have no doubt about that. God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. But prosperity is, If you have a need of 100 rupees, God will give you 110 rupees. PWD, the W means worry about daily needs. I'm worried. How will my business run? What about my children? What about their future? What about... You're worried. And the Bible says, be not be anxious about anything, but everything in prayer with thanksgiving and supplication. Make your request known unto God. The D means devotee. Don't be a devotee to worldly riches. What do I mean by that? There's a saying in Christian giving, what you keep, you will lose. What you give unto God, you will gain. Worldly riches is, what I have is only for myself. But godly riches is, what I have is to honor the Lord, is to honor His kingdom, is to give for His gospel. It is to magnify His name. It is to bless somebody else. And that is what my money is for. I didn't hear an amen for that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. So yield means I'm not yielding to worldly riches. I'm yielding unto godly riches. What I have is for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Come on. The job that I have, the business that I have, unless I'm glorifying Jesus in it, it's not godly. Some people are ashamed even to keep a Bible in their workplace. And they want God to bless that business. Some people don't even carry their Bibles to work because they're ashamed to show forth in their workplace that they are Christian. Some of you will not even, when you're buying a car, some of you will not even stand there and glorify Jesus. You will silently say, thank you, Jesus, I take the car and go. But if it is God blessing you, if you have yielded to God and to His kingdom, why can't you stand there and say, Jesus is the Lord? It is the blessing of God that makes one rich and He adds no sorrow to it. Jesus, I thank you for this vehicle. I give you glory for it. Some of you are Christians only in church. You are PWD. Some of you love ministering in church. Why not in your workplace? Why not in the place that God has given you authority? I'm not saying be rude to somebody, some other religion or whatever, and that's not what I'm saying. But to glorify your keeper, your Lord, your master, wherever you are, that's your constitutional right. That is a biblical mandate. That is what God blesses you for. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we can't go deeper than that tonight. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 15. And we close with it.
All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perishes in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongs his life in his wickedness.
Okay, that is an amazing scripture, but that's not the one that I wanted. Sorry about that. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 12.
For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense.
Wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. Godly money is a defense. Let's close our eyes in prayer tonight. Matthew 6 and verse 24 says, you cannot serve two masters at the same time, or you cannot be devoted to two masters at the same time. The D is cannot be devoted to money, but you're pursuing after God. You wanna be there in His kingdom. In His kingdom, the King takes care. King protects you. The King provides for you. That's why Jesus is the King of Kings. When you are in His kingdom, He provides for you. He protects for you. You're not pursuing after anything else but the Lord. You're not devoted to anything else but to the Lord. And the blessings are coming after you. It's working for your defense. When you place the Lord above everything else. Tonight, may the Holy Spirit help you to rearrange your life. May He correct you, discipline you. May He impart His wisdom to you. You gotta trust Him. Tonight, lay your heart, lay your life at His feet tonight. Why don't you open your mouth and why don't you pray? Why don't you lift your hands? Why don't you trust the Lord at His word? Why don't you yield your life to Jesus and to His kingdom? Yield your life to Jesus and His kingdom. Yield your life to Jesus and His kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise your Father. Glorify your name. Tonight, many worries over finances may be broken off from your lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May the Lord Himself be your provider. My God shall provide for all your needs according to His riches in glory. Look to the Lord alone as your provider. Lift your hands to Him. worship Him and say, Lord, You are my provider. You are my righteousness. You are my defender. Solomon was rich because he had the wisdom of God. May the wisdom of the Word of God come into your soul, come into your being. Raidanam. From tonight, let there be divine change in the area of your finances. Divine intervention in the area of your finances. Divine breakthrough in the area of your finances. Every stronghold of debt be broken off from your lives tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus tonight, let there be divine intervention. Raisa jala, raidana, raidanam. May tonight be a turning point in the area of your finances into a path of recovery and restoration and progress and prosperity and blessing. May this night be a night of turnaround in the name of Jesus into godly riches. Raidanam sajala dara, haitalam sajutala dalam. Sinjaladi hispadalam, aida samchaladanam, rai samchaladi radamanavusya, rai dalam sekhebradavushyana. We give You glory, Lord. We exalt Your holy name. Thank You, Jesus. Lift up your hands. Stand up in your places. Worship Him. Lift up your hands and praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise Him. Praise Him tonight. Praise Him tonight. Praise Him tonight. Raida jala, naraza jala. Father, we exalt You. Jesus, we exalt You. We glorify Your holy name. Raidana pradana sathula jara dana. Jiva baba raidavanam das pradanam. Raigyolamaras bahadula jaru dhamana bhavziya. I cancel every debt and poverty and spirit of debt and lack. I break its power over the children of God in the name of Jesus. I speak divine increase, divine abundance and blessing in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, financial wisdom, grace to steward finances properly in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. We give You glory and honor. 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 Raidala radala sahaturajanam. Dilana bradus mahaduniam sedanam. Jibradanam dekebradam. The Lord is removing the anxiety and the worry in the hearts of some here. He is removing the fear of lack. The fear and the worry over finances, God is removing it from the hearts of some of you here. We give You glory, Lord. We give You glory, Lord. God is making some of you participants in His kingdom with your finances and blessing. He's releasing an anointing, a supernatural anointing in the name of Jesus, Father. We give You glory. We exalt You. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift your hands, give three more shouts to Jesus. Hallelujah!
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.